Welcome to Resilient Love Podcast.
Join hosts Quentin and Brianna as they discuss tips on love, life, and
business.
Let's get into this next episode. Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
We're back with another episode of Resilient Love. We are just so excited today to just come back and chat with you guys. How are you feeling today, Q?
I'm good. It's a little dreary. It's a little rainy, but I'm good.
Yeah, it's raining on the outside, but we're definitely smiling and shining on the inside. So as we get this episode started, we're going to go ahead and get into our quote of the day.
All right. So our quote of the day is by Maya Angelou, and it is, love recognizes no barriers. It jumps hurdles, leaps fences, penetrates walls to arrive at its destination full of hope.
Yes, I love that quote by Dr. Maya Angelou, because it really just shows the importance of how love is truly resilient. You know, it goes beyond words, really. And you can push through different barriers and situations just to get back to that loved one, just to get back to your child, your significant other. I mean, love really just covers a lot. It does a lot.
It does. It's forever evolving through those walls, those barriers. It's always evolving.
Yeah, I think even in our relationship, like, we have truly jumped some hurdles, got through some things, you know, like the communication barriers, you get through that builds up your love. When you go through some type of health challenge, you get past that, it builds up your love. So I really love that quote. I think that sets the tone for today's episode, which we are not going to, you know, hold back any longer, because we have some great guests that's going to be joining us today. And that is Mr. and Mrs. Carrington, Brooke and Xavier. They are some awesome individuals that we want to share just a quick excerpt about before we bring them up. They are passionate creatives who crossed paths during their graduate studies in Florida, and they also have some awesome businesses that they're going to highlight too as we get into it. So with them building over 13 years of love and matrimony, I'm sure they're going to be dropping some nuggets of wisdom. So without further ado, let's bring them to the stage.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
Good. Thank you guys again so much for joining us.
Glad to be here. Thank you for having us.
So the main reason we are here today is to hear this amazing love story. So I'm going to just jump right in and ask, how did this amazing love story develop?
Well, it's quite interesting. So we met in grad school down in Boca Raton, Florida. We were both attending Digital Media Arts College to obtain our master's in special effects and animation.
Wow. Okay.
And we were, we started off as like best friends. He was literally my best friend down in Florida. I was down there, you know, by myself. As you know, I'm from North Carolina. And after I graduated from A&T, I immediately left out on a whim. Said, I'm moving to South Florida. I'm going down there and I'm going to get my master's and whoop-de-whoop. I didn't know anybody.
Right.
So it was great to, you know, meet him and build that close relationship with him. But like I said, we were just friends.
Yeah. We were friends for about a 2 year, year and a half. Yeah,
about a year and a half. Mm-hmm. And I was getting ready to leave. I was getting ready to leave Florida and move back to North Carolina.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It was then when he had to pour out his love.
Yeah.
He was like, baby, don't leave. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Right, it was like that.
It was sort of like that. You know, we had such a strong, fine relationship that I had mentally was able to learn someone. as a person. You know, I always recommend, like, when you get an opportunity to leave away from home and travel to new places, you know, you can find yourself. And so this was like one of the first people that I had met. The very first day of class, we had ended up meeting each other on the elevator. And, you know, how opposite, I mean, where, you know, when you go into a new job or a new classroom setting, you know, those fresh faces always kind of be like, okay, okay, you know, that's a fresh face, you know, in the mix of things. And so, but we end up getting in the elevator on the way out of orientation. You know, we had short conversations and stuff, but, you know, that just started out like a real friendship and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And as we kind of grew through the process, we just in the lab, same kind of passion and goals and stuff, and it just started to align. And then it was like, I think she was about to leave. Yeah, she was about to leave, and she was saying that, you know, she was on transition, you know, and I was like, hey, you know, it really dawned on me that, you know, this whole time I've been asking for somebody right for me, and they kind of been right there in front of your face.
Oh, but, wow.
And so, like, our friendship, you know, it was kind of risky. It was risky for me to say something to her and stuff, but, you know, the fact that she was leaving, you know, I felt like I was losing, like, the complete part of me, like somebody I can express myself with, I can talk to about life problems and stuff. And, you know, again, we had a lot of goals aligned with each other. And so I kind of took the risk, and I was like, you know, I would hate to lose you as a friend, and why not try? Well, you know, I want to see where this goes and stuff on a relationship tip. And it was just all awkward at first, because, you know, I had always been kind of like her brother, like her Playboy brother.
Right.
And then
he would give me dating advice. I would give him dating advice.
Yeah. And it
was same.
Yeah. And, you know, she said she had some precaution about our friendship, because our friendship mean more.
Our relationship, like taking our friendship to, you know, like a relationship. Yeah. I was scared because I really valued him as my friend. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you take it out of the friend zone to the other zone, it's like, and I didn't want to lose him as my friend. Right. So I was like hesitant for a while. But, you know, like he said,
I wrote her a letter too. This was in a letter.
He wrote her a letter.
Yeah.
And I was like, golly, why he gotta like me like that? Yeah. I was like,
I gotta be on a midnight train to NC.
I'm like, and then, you know, it's hard because, like I said, I really loved him as my friend, my homie, you know, and I didn't want to hurt his feelings. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just like, dang, this is so hard. This is so awkward. Mm-hmm. But I was like, you know, we all want that perfect person. And I was like, God, you know, why wouldn't I date him?
Right.
Like, what is it about him that would make me not want to date him? Like, he is a great guy. Right. And we are friends. Mm-hmm. And why not give it a try? So I didn't say yes immediately. But after some thought, I was like, you know what? Okay.
She came back. When she came back, she came back.
Uh-huh. So you gave her the letter, like, when we were in high school, that said, yes, no, maybe.
You gonna stay with me? Yes, no, maybe. No, I was maybe. Fine. I was fine. Whatever choice you made, but I was just letting her know. Because she was, I mean, the more and more I thought about her leaving, you know, the more and more I started losing focus on other stuff. And so I was like, dad, you know, I usually be able to make a lot of, you know, decisions, like who I talk to or who I be spending time with and stuff. Because, again, we didn't date. It was just more so like we had just been around each other so long. And
it was like days where we would be together all day because we would be in the lab.
Mm-hmm.
All day. Mm-hmm. So it was like, you know,
yeah,
we were together all the time.
It was like the compatibility level was high, too high.
Yeah, it was really hot, man.
It really was.
Yeah, it was
too hot to deny.
When I heard your story and just how my mind popped back to the show A Different World.
Oh yeah.
That's what it felt like, too.
What am I doing? You know, I felt like Dwayne Wayne running down the aisle. Baby!
Please!
Yeah.
Oh man, that is good. Look, yes. I want to put a quick pin because I know we're talking about resilient love, but you mentioned that you graduated from A&T.
Yes.
I graduated from North Carolina Central.
Okay. Okay. HBCU love. It's all right.
It's all love. It's all right. All
love. I forgive you for choosing.
I forgive you, you know, because before I knew, right, I'm just kidding. It's all good, but yes, HBCU love for sure.
For sure. Yeah, my grandfather's an Eagle.
And good. My
yeah, so it's somebody all right. Made it right
to I'm just messing. But all jokes, I mean, that's awesome. Like, so once you guys put that out there and you were like, okay, we're going to go forward. What was that, after that changeover or that acceptance, how long between that moment and like actually walking down the aisle? Like, what was that timeline?
Oh, it was a while. So okay. We were in Florida for about 4 years. Mm-hmm. Oh. We started dating officially probably, let's see, grad school was a year and a half. So probably a little less than 2 years we made it official for being in Florida. I mean, in a relationship. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, we stayed in Florida probably 2 more years after that. So, we were still dating. So, by that point, we were dating for 2 years. And then, you know, we decided, okay, it's time to make a change. We're sick of living in Florida.
Okay, that's where it came in.
Yeah, this was also at the peak of the new hurricane season had started becoming like a real deal. And you know, like the economy was kind of shifting and I had just started a business and she was working in news and stuff. And we were just looking for, you know, what that next transition would look like.
Yeah, we were looking for stability, right? What was going to happen? Where did we want to settle down? All of that stuff. So I ended up moving back to North Carolina and he moved back to Georgia. He grew up in Georgia.
Yeah, I'm from Macon, Georgia.
So we were like, okay, so we're at this point, long distance relationship. But we're our plan is whoever gets a job first, that's where we will settle. Mm-hmm. So I was looking for jobs in Georgia. I was looking for jobs in North Carolina, and same with him. Mm-hmm. And he got a job at A&T.
I did not get the first job, though.
What
is it? What happened?
Like, we found a job in Georgia, but she was like, no. She wasn't.
I didn't even apply for the job.
Yeah. Well, I found her. I had a plug in. I was like, I got a job for you right now.
Listen, we ended up where we are now because I didn't go to Georgia. Let's be real.
That's all right. That's right.
We where God wanted us to be.
That's true.
But yeah, so we moved to North Carolina. Because he got the job at A&T.
I'm a professor and I was a
marketing director.
I've been at A&T.
And he proposed maybe a year after we were living in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And so I guess all in all, just to shorten this story up because we've taken a long time.
No, you okay?
We dated, I would say, probably about three and a half, four years before we got married.
About four and a half years
before we actually got married. So
okay,
yeah,
we have a similar story. We actually are middle school.
Yeah, we go back to middle school. Okay.
She won't send me back then, though.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's always two sides to the coin, but
always.
So it didn't get serious, honestly, until like 10th grade.
Okay,
and that's when we actually. So took a little year.
Ninth grade, your boy stepped his game up.
Okay.
And then
got a little swag.
Yeah. You know that high school.
Yeah.
I'm feeling grown. So
the glow up.
Like, he took the glasses off. Okay. I like that. Hey. So we did a little high school dating because my parents didn't agree with dating all that. So we had our year in school. He was like, it's not you, it's me, that type of thing.
Okay.
And so anyway,
I got my license and I just
he started feeling himself.
He was for the streets at that time. He was for the streets.
You got to know yourself.
So I had to go to the Lord in prayer. He was for the streets. And so anyway, at that point we graduated. I went to Central. He decided to go to the workforce. And after, in that time span of 4 years, I was dating somebody that whole four. He was dating somebody. Boom. 2013, we both break up with those individuals. And I rededicate my life to God. He does, you know, et cetera. We reconnect. We've been connected since 2014. Mm-hmm. And so this year make 10 years since we reconnected.
Through a little old funky app called Glide. I don't know if you remember that. That
was, I don't remember Glide.
Yeah.
It was FaceTime before FaceTime.
Yeah, for Android people. So we was gliding. And eventually we slid right down the aisle.
Okay. I love it. That's a great story.
So yeah, that's us. So in that, right, you done got together, we're married, we're NC. And so now we want to know how did that go into the business? Because I know you both have mentioned, like, with your background in marketing, media, mm-hmm. How did the business part go into that next level in your relationship?
Mm-hmm. Well, as an artist myself, mm-hmm. I have always been heavily in the entrepreneur field. Being a tattoo artist, I'm a tattoo artist as well, muralist, and you know that journey always been kind of one of my niches that always just been my thing. Like Zay, he's always into something as an entrepreneur, and as we started growing to our relationship, especially after we had gotten married, you know, relationship evolved and changed 1 year after another, and so you know, we were trying to figure out that balance, and I was more so like, well, let's both find a venture that we can venture in together. So that way we can kind of support each other, because I mean, as an entrepreneur and as somebody that support me, supporting somebody as an entrepreneur and stuff, you know, that's a balance that, as a whole, especially as she's sharing her time with herself, trying to figure out, you know, where we both fit in. And so, and that's how she had a dream one day, and she was like, hey, you know, I want to pursue X, Y, and Z. And I just supported her. And, you know, we kind of transitioned, found different types of ways where I can use my creativities and her fashion needs where we can start building. Now, she first wanted her to start out a line for herself with clothes, because she loves fashion. Mm-hmm. But she was like, no. She didn't like the stage. Like I love the stage. I love the stage. She likes staying behind the scenes. I'm like, no, you know, you're an amazing person. You know, I think we should get behind you, and you know, and you get in the push yourself as a fashion, because she's always been like a fashionista to me. And that's one of the things that.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I peeped that.
Right. So yeah, I've always loved it.
We started out initially, she wanted to do a clothing line for kids. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to support you for doing a clothing line for kids. But if this doesn't go, you know, I really want to follow up with you. And so, you know, we started a clothing line called Chatter Children. Did pretty good and stuff, but it just wasn't the right time. It wasn't mm-hmm. the right time. And then so we had invested in all this equipment, building up our brand. We had the platform ready. We had, you know, the resources. I knew how to print, you know, I knew how to design and everything. And then what was it, COVID then?
Like you said, Childish Chill, we let that go. It didn't really perform like we wanted it to. And it really didn't feel right anyway mm-hmm. from the jump. But, you know, just to go back just a little bit. So I've always been a lover of fashion ever since I was a little girl, all through high school, middle school, all of that. And I wanted to go to A&T for fashion. Mm-hmm. But, you know, back then, you know, 20 years ago, well, it ain't been that long, but it feel like that long. It is that long. Okay. Yeah, so that long ago, way back then, it was like, you know, not really a promising career, you know, from mm-hmm. a parent perspective.
Right, right.
They were like, no, you're not going to major in no fashion. You need to pick something else. So it's always been a love of mine. I've always wanted to pursue it. But, you know, it's destined when it just finds its way back to you. And I feel like that's what God wants me to do. That's my passion. It's in me. So, you know, like he said, he did encourage me to drop a clothing line based off, you know, for women, basically. Mm-hmm. But I was like, you know, still a little skeptical. I didn't want to be in the spotlight. So I was like, we had our children. I said, let's do a kids line. It didn't feel right. So I kind of fell into, let's see, back in 2018, I started a fashion blog.
Okay.
And that was just basically, you know, where I'm like blogging about different looks, fashion week, you know, how to wear this, how to wear that. And I started doing the little fashion videos and stuff once social media really got popping and things like that. And then I just kind of fell into a clothing line. Like, it just kind of happened naturally. Mm-hmm. It was right in the height of the pandemic. The whole George Floyd situation happened.
And I was doing murals.
He was painting murals, Black Lives Matter mm-hmm. stuff. And I had this idea to come up with this t-shirt design. It was two t-shirts. It was one that said human and one that said don't assume. Mm. And it took off. Like, everybody yeah. was like, yeah, let me get that shirt. And that's where Brooke Duran Apparel started, with those two t-shirts. And then from there, you know, we just kind of been evolving ever since. We have a lot of plans, a lot of dreams and things like that that we have to fulfill when it comes to Brooke Duran Apparel. And then aside from Brooke Duran Apparel, we also have the wrapping paper business, Rapper's Delight, the rap culture. And that basically stemmed from
a dream.
Another dream, yeah.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah. I had this dream.
Y'all sleep.
Listen, yeah. I think that's one of the things about creatives though. Like, our brain just never stops.
Right.
And I've never been, you know, a big stationary girl. You know, I still find it odd that I have a wrapping paper company. Like, what? But I just had a dream one night. It was June, the month of June, and I woke up, I sat straight up, and I said, we need to have a wrapping paper line with a Black Santa. We don't ever see that. Yeah. And, you know, when you have, for me, it was like, now I'm a mom, you know, mm-hmm. I have different perspectives on things, and I want my children to feel loved and feel seen and things like that, and I mean, everything came to me in that dream, the Rapper's Delight as the name and everything. I woke up, I picked up my cell phone. Again, it's like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. I'm searching the name to see if it's taken. I'm looking for the domain. I secured the domain. I did all yes. of this. I even woke up. And when he woke up, I was like, so let me tell you what I did early this morning. I started a new business.
That sound like me.
And it's like, what? So I broke it down to him, like, this is what we need to do. Boom, boom, bam. And he was like, let's do it. He's always been very supportive. You know, we make a really great team. You know, I'm really grateful for him. And, you know, just to have that support system, because, you know, you can be in a marriage or a relationship and sometimes just feel like you all alone because you don't have
right.
Yeah, so a lot of people let their dreams fall to the wayside because they just don't have that support or the time to really fulfill those. But it's not one dream that I haven't fulfilled yet. And, you know, I'm looking forward to fulfilling the rest of the things we have going on in our creative brains.
We got more to come.
More to come, for sure.
Oh, wow. Okay. I love that.
Yeah. That was good. I mean, the wrapping paper, it got me to sit up straight, and I'm thinking about it, because she do this, and I'd be like,
yeah. I mean, you know, it's like when God puts something on you, you don't ignore it. Right. And that's what it felt like. I was like, okay, God, I'm listening, you know, because either you're going to listen to the word of God and act on it, or you just going to let it sit by the wayside and he just gonna bless somebody else with your
somebody, you know, else with
no
it.
Right. If he gonna put it on me, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, I'm a support too, man. I'm a support, but I mean before the support comes all the way, we're gonna go through a 21 question, you know. We're gonna you know, we're gonna make it make sense. We just don't jump out there because these are she has the ideas all the time, and I do too. And you know, what we do is just challenge each other on these thoughts and stuff and just kind of plan them out. We respect each other's opinion too, and that's I think that was real crucial for us. You know, we respect that our strengths are in certain areas, and so we just kind of balance that out, you know, the best way we can.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny because Q actually said it the other day, like, Brianna, I want us to really focus on building, like, together. So Resilient Love is, like, the thing we do together. But he actually has started a t-shirt business, too. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those dormant dreams. It's still there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we got to get it.
Our careers do take a lot out of us.
I totally understand.
Same
here. But I will say there is a balance, and where we come in at it, like we always learn that you are your brand. So you know, people know, like at first people may have been tired of seeing us in our brand, you know, because we wear it all the time. But eventually, you know, it's. Now it's just like Nike. Now it's just in the same conversation of Gucci. You know, we wear it up and we wear it dressed down. And but we're consistent with it and we're always standing by our product. You know, because if you don't believe in your own product and push your own product, nobody will. So
that's right.
That's right.
Yeah, we got to definitely keep that motivation like in our business and in our marriage too. Keep that same energy because sometimes you get dormant in your marriage, like you better get back up now. You were cooking and doing and da da da. You better get up and cook and do because. But I understand, even though Q and I do not have children, I know that once you guys went into parenthood, I know that was another transition.
That's a whole nother chapter. That's a whole nother chapter.
It's
that's
a fact.
That's a whole nother chapter, man. But it one of the things that, like I said, respect wise, we done had some tough conversations and some tough conversations that give each other grace on our mistakes, on our triumphs. And, you know, so when we're up, we're praising, you know, when we're down, we're giving grace. We're not kicking each other or nothing when we're down. You know, we're like, hey, it could have been me, you know, like how would I want you to respond if I had my feet in your shoes? You know, neither one of us is perfect, but, you know, just communication and just being able to stand on business. You know?
And I think a big part of why it comes to us so easily when it comes to, like he was saying, the grace and everything like that is because we were friends first, mm-hmm. you know, true. And like best friends first. So that really plays a big part in how we're able to be successfully married to this day, you know, still holding hands and still hugging, still kissing, still, you know, it's just like, you know, we're still in the dating phase, you know, and it's, I think, like I said, the whole, you know, getting to know him on a friendship level first just gave me a different level of respect than getting directly into a relationship dating. You know what I'm saying? You meet somebody and it's like, okay, what's up? Let's exchange numbers. And then you're dating immediately.
Right.
You know, you get to know each other as this is who I'm dating, not as I'm getting to know this person as my friend. Mm-hmm. So that really helps us a lot.
And everybody always give their friends grace. You know, your friends are your friend because they give you grace. They know your mistakes. They know who you are. You know, but whenever you come to like someone you dating, you give them a shorter leash, like I'm done with them, but you'll let your friend get away with the same thing.
Wow.
You know,
that was good. Y'all, y'all are preaching.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fact. It's the biggest piece of advice I always give to people that ask us, you know, if they're not married already or, you know, if they're dating or whatever the case may be. I'm always like, you got to be friends. You just got to be friends. You can't marry somebody just because you want a wedding or just because, you know, you want to say you're married. You got to be friends. You got to be able to stand this person when the thing you love the most about this person is broken.
Right.
Yes.
You know, you got
to
be able to
definitely have like a firm foundation.
Exactly. Yes.
That's what we miss in relationships today.
Yep.
It's more so fabricated surface level.
Exactly.
No real work has been done. So
don't nobody want to work. No.
Don't nobody want to work.
Everybody wants the like overnight sensation. Yeah. Yes. We had IG and Facebook like that.
Yeah, I'm so glad. Yeah. Me too. So glad we come from a generation where things were not so instant.
Yeah.
And everybody was not so in your business. I mean, I appreciate it now because you know it's great for business, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad I grew up when, you know, it was still fun to play outside and I didn't need a cell phone in my hand to scroll every minute of the day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. It's a blessing to be born, be an 80s baby or a 90s baby.
Yeah. Yeah, we in that family with y'all.
Yeah.
So with all of that being said, I'm just like, what's next? I know you guys have a podcast and you kind of gave us a sneak peek. You know, the listeners want to know what's next for the Carringtons. If you guys want to just give social media updates, the floor is yours.
Sure. So There's so much to look forward to when it comes to us. You know, some things we won't talk about just yet because, you know, some things you got to keep under wraps. But just know that when you're following the Carringtons, it's always something popping. Mm-hmm. It's always something to look forward to. You know, like you said, we do have a podcast. You might have heard us use the term balanced quite a lot in this conversation. Mm-hmm. And it really just speaks to, you know, how we came up with the name Balanced Behavior, because that's a lot of what our relationship is about, is finding the balance and finding new ways to be creative. So when it comes to future things you can look forward to, a new fall line, fall collection coming for Brooke Duran Apparel.
Partnerships
with the university, A&T, and hopefully more HBCUs to come. North Carolina Central's on the list, and more. And I mean, more art, obviously.
Yep, I got a new collection of art coming out soon.
Yep.
And,
okay.
Got to come see that. Yep.
And when it comes to the wrapping paper, you know, it's a seasonal thing, you know, with the holidays and stuff like that. We may expand into birthdays and things like that. But right now we are focusing on the expansion of our wrapping paper service. Mm-hmm. So that's something we started 2 years ago, where we set up a booth in the mall. We've done the Four Seasons Town Center for the last two Christmases. We're the official wrap station for the mall. So we are looking forward to expanding into other locations as well, so we can be more than one place at one time. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah.
We for the last 10 years, we've been creating a social group we have a cabin trip that we've been doing that been just kind of scaling.
Oh, I did see that. Yes, yes.
Bigger. That has grown, and we're going to be expanding into some new adventures with some networks with those, just really building real strong social network group for not just the Black community, but for the millennials who have
young professionals,
people are looking to build on their brand, also understand how to work through these times, because balancing your, like y'all said earlier, balancing your careers and then balancing these extracurricular activities that, you know, you plant these seeds and just continue to plant those seeds because they'll eventually grow. It might not be the right time. Like I said, with your clothesline, keep pushing it. When it's time, the right time is going to be the right time for it and stuff. You just got to stay consistent with what we have in the game. We also got a little song coming up that we're going to be trying to help our single friends going on getting
good
together.
Too. All right. Y'all heard it here.
Yeah, we got some programs coming up. You know, we're figuring it out so that way we can share this knowledge, because there's nothing like having common groups of friends and stuff that you can grow with. The more people we can get on the same page and work through these hard times and help them work through these hard times, the stronger your village is, your tribe, and you can do some amazing things as a collective. So,
yeah,
we definitely appreciate this opportunity with Resilient Love Podcast. You know, it's just another opportunity for us to grow, and we just appreciate the opportunity.
Yes, and we appreciate you guys. Such wisdom. You guys, I mean, it's evident. Yeah. God is in it. God is working through you, and he's pulling out those gifts within you, and we're just excited to see the growth of the Carrington family. So,
and you set in the tone that, you know, a lot of people struggle with working together, being married.
Oh yeah.
I think it forces you to grow closer together.
Right. It absolutely does. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Hey, y'all know how it is. Y'all know how it is. Y'all know. But 5 minutes before we all got up here, like, come on, we got to do this now. Come on.
Hey,
we got to grow. Hey. We got to grow. And that's how I take it. We both the same way, you know, but we know what? The fruits of our labor will show.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Well, listen, guys, we have enjoyed chatting with the Carringtons. We hope you have too. We're going to have their links in the description so you can connect with them. And listen, we want you to join us on another episode of
Resilient Love.
See you guys. Hey.
Thank you to all listeners and subscribers. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Leave us a 5-star review on Apple so that we can continue sharing resilient love. Thanks for listening.